This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I started something at the beginning of the week, and I want to finish it during the duration of the next 2 hours here. The good, bad, and the righteous. With that said, I want to hit something real quick on sonsoflibertymedia.com. And before we also get to that, friends, if you want to call in at any time, you can. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. And if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, period. As well, friends, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. We follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, Acts 4:12, John 14:6. You get the picture here. Friends, you know, one of the things that we do here is call it the way it is. It's black and white. There is no in-betweenites here. Jesus said in the spiritual, friends, 1 Corinthians 2:14, he taught in the natural that you might understand what he's teaching you in the spiritual, that as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. And right before he said that, he said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And that's how we report on sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're just giving you the facts according to the Word of God and the Constitution of the United States and what's found in the enumerated laws within the Constitution. Because nobody's interested in my opinion. Nobody's interested in what I think the law says, my interpretation. It's simple. A child understands it. And that's exactly why Jesus used a child as and for the model of heaven. It's simple to understand. The simplicity of the word, when it enters in, it brings light. And it's not hard to know the difference between right and wrong when you make reference to God's moral law, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. The list goes on. And also Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. So with that said, friends, I want you to understand, bringing it into my point. This morning, I had a guy say to me, you know, my dad was a cop for 15 years. Why is it that you only highlight bad things concerning cops? And I said to him, I said, why don't you think before you stick both feet in your mouth? If your dad was a good cop, that's the reason we didn't have to write upon him, right? We didn't have to expose him for his crimes. And we know that in every organization, there's always going to be 10% that are going to be bad apples. And furthermore, without understanding who he was talking to, friends, I have more cop friends than I know what to do with. I don't know what it is, but the fact of the matter is the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when I look to my family lineage, because it's all there. Governments, education, police force, so on and so forth. Matter of fact, where I live, my great uncle was one of the first sheriffs in the county. And then I found out my cousin was also the mayor for 10 years in the county in which I live. And then my brother was a part-time cop. And it's interesting, when I was younger, I always wanted to be a cop. And because I have zero tolerance for the bad guy. It's just that simple, okay? But now bringing this over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I'm highlighting, for example, in Georgia, the top cop who received award for keeping children safe, arrested for molesting children. Now, does anybody think that we should do the right thing in covering up the wrong guys? Absolutely not. It's our job to expose these people because, friends, in this country, just like politicians, we are all ruled by law. Now, I can hear someone say, well, Bradley, we're not actually called to judge those that are not righteously judging when they enforce the law against bad guys, but they fail to enforce it against themselves when they're the bad guys. No, that's why we're doing it, friends. What guards our liberties is justice, and that's exactly what we're doing here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. And P.S., the good cops, friends, the good cops like the fact that I'm calling out the bad cops as well, because it doesn't represent them, period. Okay? South Carolina, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Cop responds to unarmed mentally ill man's crisis by shooting his innocent mother. You can watch the video, friends. It's offensive. It's offensive. And there's nothing worse than one that is called to a position to enforce the law only to find out that they're corrupt. Period. And it's going on a little too much in this country. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. In Texas, we have another cop arrested for pulling over young women for speeding. Then he pulls them aside and he rapes them. You can watch the video, friends. Okay? Is that a bad thing that I'm uncovering these guys? Absolutely not. They're not doing their job, just like the same when it comes to politics, friends, and exposing corrupt politicians. They swore to uphold the Constitution, not to tear it down, and when they violate it, I'm going to be the first one to stand against them, and so should you, because they work for you, they represent you, and they're also the reflection of what you tolerate. So it comes to we the people, period. Here's another one for you, sonsoflibertymedia.com, brought to you by Matt Agris, former military guy that doesn't like when people represent themselves as being something that they are not, just like I don't, and I'm sure that many listening to me don't like it any more than we do. In California, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, you can watch the video, friends, and I'm seeing this happen more and more and more and more. A cop gives no warning, dumps entire magazine into the back of a 15-year-old boy. I seen one of these just last week in California as well, friends. Another 15-year-old boy. Because he gets out of the car and runs, the cop shoots through the fence, nails him in the head, kills him instantly, and his partner says to him, "Good shooting." I mean, these guys, friends, are watching way too many movies. Way too many movies. Did you ever see in Arizona when the police officer shoots the man that's literally begging for his life in a hotel? And this one was very offensive. I have a friend that's a representative in the state of California. And it was the shooting of Daniel Shaver. You can literally watch the video, friends. You got to have a stomach to watch this one, though, let me tell you. Because this police officer who is, folks, he is a straight-up executioner, is what he is. Because everything this guy told him to do, he did. He knew he was disarmed. He was on the ground. He was crawling towards the police officer, listening to every command that that police officer gave, only to pull up the back of his pants, all the while knowing that he was disarmed, only to unload, I believe it was an M16 type, or an M4 that he used to execute this man in cold blood. You can watch the video. And he was acquitted. You know, friends are of mine, and I'm sure you are as well, friends, are sick and tired of those that call themselves law enforcement getting away with murder when it's not necessary.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, or you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, just highlighting, friends, corruption within the police force. Corruption within the police force. The guy tells me earlier, "Well, Bradley, my dad's been a cop for 15 years. You know, that's all you guys do is cover corrupt cops." I said, "Well, I said, think before you say something here, brother. You're sticking both feet in your mouth." He's not being highlighted because he didn't break the law. He's not being exposed for a bad cop because he didn't break the law. I'm going to give you a couple more here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. School cop gets 10 years in prison for violently raping 12-year-old girl and filming it. Are we not supposed to expose this because they have a badge on? I mean, this is ridiculous the way people think, the way people talk. I even have a new guy on live chat right now. He said, "We support professional law enforcement officers." I said, "So do we, yet not when they break the law that they are to uphold." I mean, they almost sound like, or make it sound like it's a negative that I'm calling out corruption within a police force. Hey, folks, I'm a preacher in the church. It's my job to preach out against the sins that are in the church, because judgment begins in the house of God. And it's applicable to agencies as well. Especially when you work for me. Especially when I pay for your salary. The way people think in this country is so far backwards. It blows me away. Again, they show more compassion for the criminals than they do the victims. And I want to tell you why they do that. Because they want compassion concerning their crimes too. And when they defend those that are breaking the law, it only shows you that they are a lawbreaker themselves. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, rightly said, if you want to see why a man doesn't preach out against sin, he said, follow him home. Follow him home. That's all you have to do is follow him home. If he doesn't preach out against sin, friends, he's guilty of it. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Here's some good news on the cop front. We have a sheriff in Virginia that promises to deputize thousands, if necessary, to defend the Second Amendment of the United States of America. I've heard other sheriffs say the exact same things. I've heard sheriffs across the country say that we are not going to disarm the American people. They will stand up against the feds if they come into their prospective counties, and they will strip them of their authorities in an attempt to violate the Constitution of the United States of America, namely the Second Amendment. Furthermore, let me add this, friends. If they were to bring it a step forward, if they were to go forward and actually go door-to-door to confiscate, keep in mind they're no longer employees of the American people. Now they have become agents of the state. Okay? Just again for the record, friends. I also wanted to show you on the sonsoflibertymedia.com here, friends. It was actually a positive. I mean, this some of the stuff that's just going on in sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, again, friends, it's very disheartening, but we shall overcome, period. Okay? And the way we overcome is we stay in the Word of God. And what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith, period. Okay? I wanted to highlight one more here. And a Virginia sheriff promises to deputize thousands if necessary to defend the Second Amendment. He's doing his job. That's a good cop. Again, taking time to show you the corrupt as well as the righteous. And we are doing just that. I seen something on here on sonsoflibertymedia.com that was worth taking note to share with the American people as to what it was that I wanted to highlight in a positive sense. Concerning police officers and them doing their jobs. If it comes back up, I'll go ahead and check it out. Friends, as a matter of fact, if you'd like to, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's so many articles right now, friends, ranging from what's going on in the United States of America from A to Z. And we have, I don't know how many contributors now contributing to the sonsoflibertymedia.com that are out there in the culture war, basically giving you the news that the CIA-controlled media means to omit in so many different ways. Friends, here's another one on sonsoflibertymedia.com as I'm looking for this positive. In Michigan, a school cop is arrested for allegedly raping child he was tasked with protecting. This is another one Matt Agris wrote, a former military. And, again, the list just goes on and on, all the way to you've heard about the guy, namely Alaskan Jason Vukovic, targeted pedophiles. He got 23 years in prison. He went online and found these pedophiles, and he literally went from offender to offender in dealing with them, vigilante justice. And the reason he did that is because the courts are not delivering justice anymore. In fact, they're trying to normalize the crime of pedophilia. And we know that that's happening because it's happening in the church and it's happening in the government of the United States of America. And they are being protected, well, at least temporarily, because all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. It's all temporary, friends, because their covenant of hell and their covenant of death will be disannulled once again. And then they'll be put in a position where they wish they wouldn't have did the things that they did. And they wish they would have done the right things when they had the right time to do it. Friends, the right time to do the right thing is right now, okay? I also wanted to highlight, you've seen this on first elected Muslima, Pennsylvania representative charged with stealing over $500,000 from charity, plans to plead guilty. She plans to. You know, I read yesterday, friends, she's resigning. I want you to listen to that message, friends. When those that represent we the people, and by the way, there's stricter justice for those that represent we the people when they violate public trust. But the message they want to give you is, well, she's just going to resign. And the American people say, well, you know, at least she resigned. No. Wait a second. So if you steal $500,000 from a charity and you get caught, is that what happens when you stand in front of the judge? Hey, you know what? Just resign. Just resign from your post and go live your life. Go do it somewhere else. Is that a good judge, friends? Nope, that's a bad judge. And I want to tell you something. God is so thorough in judgment and justice that he's there to preserve liberty, that he will not in any sense of the word vindicate or overlook the smallest jot or tittle of iniquity in any sense of the word. God is so thorough. Why? Because he's a good judge. He's a holy judge. He's a righteous judge. That's the very character of God, Jeremiah 9:24. But look at this, friends. First elected Muslima, Pennsylvania representative of Sharia, by the way, charged with stealing over $500,000 from charity. And she's going to resign, friends. You know that she paid off her Porsche? Did you know this, friends? Did you know that she bought three apartments? Did you know that, friends? Apartment buildings lined up right next to each other. Did you know that she was paying for her vacations? She was paying for her fur coats. And the American people are settling for her to resign. Friends, that is sickening. You deserve what you get. The Bible tells us that you draw nigh the seat of violence unto yourself because you leave off doing the right thing. You deserve what you get. That's just really what it comes down to. There's so much to cover on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, friends. I'm going to get over to the good, bad, and the righteous after this next up-and-coming break. Before I get to that, I want to tell you, you can go over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com or you can go over to Before It's News, and you can watch us live if you'd like to. You have us on, and thank you to my friend Michael Roach over there for his trust. You have us for the next 2 hours. If you'd like to call in, you can do that. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also want to let you know that you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Those two pages interact with one another. You have Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Facebook, Bradley Dean double E, and you can also jump over to our YouTube page, which is Bradley Dean Sons of Liberty Media. And friends, we got brand new videos going up every day, live videos as well as short videos, friends. People say they deserve a reward or an award, some sort of accolade. I'm not here to say that. I'm here to say that I am just operating under the anointing, doing my job before God and before man because of love. Romans 5:5. That is Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Again, you can check out those videos. We have another brand new one going up today. And outside of that, again, friends, we're going to be talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. I just posted this morning something I covered yesterday. Excuse me. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, I played some audio for you. When the lone preacher shuts down the drag queen pedophile circus, that's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. It's just posted probably 15 minutes ago. And there is the video, and they're exposing, well, the preacher exposing these homosexuals and these felonious pedophiles. And by the word felonious is Latin. It is an actual word. So don't think that I'm saying something that I shouldn't be saying and saying, well, Bradley, there's no such thing in the revised modern version of the Webster's Dictionary. No, you've been deceived. As a matter of fact, let me make a point with that. Go back to the dictionary from the 50s and before, and you are going to find out the definitions are completely, in many cases, opposite of what they are today. They have reversed the definitions, friends. That is a fact. That's why I read from an 1828 Webster's Dictionary, the man, Noah Webster, who taught millions to read and not one to sin. We're going to come right back, and we are going to cover the good, bad, and the righteous. And I'm going to stick to the plan, guys. I promise. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The Supreme Court on Friday blocked the Trump administration from restarting federal executions next week after a 16-year break. The justices denied the administration's plea to undo a lower court ruling in favor of inmates who had been given execution dates. The first of those had been set for Monday, with a second set for Friday. Attorney General William Barr announced during the summer that federal executions would resume using phenobarbital to put inmates to death. Federal executions are now likely to remain on hold for at least several months while the appeals court in Washington undertakes a full investigation. The state of New York is moving ahead with a law that will raise the minimum wage to $15 statewide on New Year's Eve. Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo's budget director said several studies show New York's gradual increase in the minimum wage has not caused a loss in jobs. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Again, if you want to check us out online, you can watch us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or before it's news. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Heavy for 2 hours today. Thank you for making us the number one show, broadcasting in over 117 cities in the United States of America, also broadcasting into 53 countries on a global scale. We appreciate your trust. Why are people making us the number one show? By the way, we've been number one on Genesis Communication along with Alex Jones and a couple others throughout the week. It kind of fluctuates a little bit, first, second, third, so on and so forth, for the last 15 years that we've been over there. So we appreciate that. People are sick and tired of the conversation that politicians talk, which is out of scope concerning the Constitution of the United States. But it's no wonder it's a political language devised to make lies sound truthful. It's unconstitutional, friends. What they speak is foreign to the U.S. Constitution 99% of the time, and that is not an over-exaggeration. So, again, we just wanted to tell you thank you very much. And, again, if you want to call in, you can. And I'm not just, hey, friends, I want to tell you this. I'm called to contend for the faith, okay? I'm not looking for people to call in and to agree with what I say. I'm looking more for people to call in and dispute the facts that I'm giving them. Because I've had, I think, in 20 years of being on the radio, I think I've had like two or three people try it. If you're going to call, that's all I'm saying, is at least have the facts straight when you call me out for everybody to see how foolish I am. I am sticking to the word and to the Constitution. I was just talking about this week. And this is why, friends, we have invited all of those online that Google continuously promotes when they get 5 shares and my articles have 110,000 shares. It's interesting how Google puts them up and you can't find my articles. You have to dig for them. We're going to be dealing with them lawfully as well. well in the up-and-coming days, weeks, and months ahead of us, just as a note. But I wanted to let you know, friends, that many of these organizations that have attacked me, they won't get on the radio with me. And I want to tell you why they won't get on the radio with me, because I have the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Word of God and state statute right in front of me. So that's all they have to do is call me out for what I'm saying that's untrue, and then I can go back to the U.S. Constitution and the Word of God or state statute or the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence to show you the straight stick that's going to expose their deviation. So I'm saying all this, friends, that I'm not looking for people to just call me and high-five me. No, not at all. If you have questions that are unanswered, I'll answer them for you, 1-866-582-9933. If you're disputing something that I'm saying and it's incorrect, please confront me, 1-866-582-9933. I'm also telling you, friends, to cross-check all the information that I give you. I am telling you to cross-check my information. Okay? I'm not a politician trying to throw something out there and say, no, don't worry about it, it's true. You don't have to cross-check me, and if you do, you're a hater. No, that's what's going on in this country. I'm telling you to cross-check everything I'm saying. And by the way, that's exactly why I continuously, when speaking of natural and spiritual matters, always make reference to the Word of God. Always. Why? Because that's the sure foundation. That's the rock of ages. That's the immutable, unchangeable Word of God that is forever, forever settled in heaven. And that's where we're at today. As a matter of fact, when you get a moment, read 1 Peter 5:7. The Word of the Lord endureth forever. Okay? And it's right. Okay? It's right. You know what true repentance is, friends? Is when you can stand on the Bible and say, I'm wrong, you're right, and adhere to the mind of Christ in everything that you do. Because we're going to give an account for every idle thought and every idle word that we speak and think. And Lord, I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ, Revelations 1:5, unto him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, to cleanse us, to create in all of us clean hearts, and to renew right spirits within us, as David prayed, going back to Revelations 1:5, that you wash us in the blood of Jesus Christ from all of our sin. And Lord, might I magnify that in grace and saying the iniquity of all of our sins from before you. In Jesus' name, that we might have the mind of Christ, that we have the heart of God with your laws written upon our hearts, minds, and souls, friends. Namely, hearts, so that the Holy Ghost can bear witness and use it as a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ, Galatians 3:24, John 16:8, okay? Ah, I feel a little bit better about that. Woo! Okay, so what I did is I started this last week, and I'm just going to go from the beginning to the end, okay? I wrote this, and it's great history, and it's true. And the reason I wrote this is because when I first got into the church, I remember when I first started doing high school assemblies. And when I first started doing high school assemblies, I noticed that the media would come out and they would report on things that I was saying, when in fact we had everything videotaped, which exposed them for the liars that they are. Okay? That's what, hey, folks, I want to say this. My enemies have taught me how to do the right thing. My enemies have sharpened me. The Lord has allowed them to do what they have done only to sharpen me, okay, for the Lord's purpose, that I might be a weapon in the hand of the Lord against those that mean to what? Tear away at the truth, to snuff out the light, per se. But when I first started doing high school assemblies, friends, I started having some like crazy stuff come at me. I remember doing a high school assembly in Minnesota. And they put me on the front page of their paper for 6 weeks in a row. I kid you negative. And I was called out as a bigot for just showing law concerning those in the media and what they believe, probably about a 15-second piece. I was scolded by a woman preacher there that was a lesbian, that was a reporter on a gossip column in the Pioneer Press in the state of Minnesota in St. Paul. And she didn't like the fact, this minister didn't like the fact that I was in high schools giving high school programs to her daughter that was an atheist. I kid you negative. And so what we did is we just said, listen, we had everything filmed and we knew what they were saying was true. Matter of fact, they even wrote on me, friends, that I stopped a program. There was two high school assemblies in Northfield, Minnesota during that time. And there's probably 400 kids in each assembly. So I got all 800 of them that day. But in saying that, it was interesting. I stopped the assembly after we played some music, and I stopped and I walked through the pool of kids, and I handed a drumstick to a kid that was in a wheelchair. And because I wanted that kid to feel special. I wanted that person, that little kid in that wheelchair, to feel like he was on top of the world. And I believe I did my job, because once I handed the drumstick to this young kid in a wheelchair, you know, the kids thought that was really cool too. And I wasn't doing it for that purpose. I was doing it because it was in my heart to do. Well, the papers reported that I stopped the high school assembly to make fun of a kid in a wheelchair. And it's so killed me. I mean, it mortified me. And I remember when I was at home and I seen the paper and I read through it and I thought, my gosh, you're literally reporting the opposite of what I did in that school that day. This is the very beginning of my ministry 20 years ago, friends. And I'm not the kind of guy to tuck tail, but I want to tell you something. I'm a fighter, but I'm also, as my wife would say, I'm super sensitive about stuff. Well, it's a prophetic ministry, okay? We're discerners. And with that said, I remember after seeing that they reported that I was making fun of handicapped children in Northfield, Minnesota, there by a lesbian minister who didn't like me giving assembly programs in her school because her daughter was an atheist. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree, does it, friends? No, it doesn't. Read Luke 7:35. Wisdom is justified by her children. And I was at home and I was laying in bed. And I'm just going to be super transparent here. And I always am. So I don't know why I just said that, but I just felt like I needed to say that. And I remember laying on the bed and I had tears running down the side of my face on both sides. And I remember just saying, Lord, what is this all about? I'm literally going to the very people that mean to crucify me. I'm literally going to the people that claim to be your children and giving them your message, and they're rejecting your message. And just, folks, no more than 15 seconds of that, the Lord quickened my mind by the Holy Ghost. What did they do with Jesus? He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Who crucified him? His own people. Who rejected him? His own people. For what? Uncovering them for who they really were. John 15. He took the cloak of covering off their sin. Also read John 7:7. His brothers didn't believe in him, and Jesus said back to him, he said, listen, the world doesn't hate you, but it hates me because I testify against the deeds of the world that they're evil. Okay? So right there, I understood the mind of God. Right there, by the way, I returned to the shepherd and bishop of my soul, growing in the grace, growing up into him who is the head of all principality and power. So it was the enemies of righteousness that the Lord used to grow me up really quick. And I want to tell you what, I grew up really quick through experience. And as King David said, if you remember rightly, in the book of Psalm 119, he knew more than the ancients. In other words, he knew more than those that just talked out of their head. Why? Because he had the testimonies of the Lord. And if you want to know the Lord quickly, get busy being about the work of his hands. You'll understand. You'll understand the opposition. You'll understand the persecution. You'll understand, friends, what Jesus went through. But you'll also, not looking at it as a negative, looking at it as a positive in the things of the Spirit of God. When you go through the school of hard knocks, through many trials and tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of heaven, Acts 14:22. But guess what? We get to partake with the afflictions, but we also get to partake with the power of the Holy One of Israel. And this is how he is glorified. To those that have ears to hear, listen to me. To those that have eyes to see, listen to what I'm telling you. It's going through the school of hard knocks, bearing the cross, that you become one with him that you call Lord and Savior. And no longer is it speculation as to who he is or what does the word mean. No, he begins to illuminate. He begins to bring the Holy Ghost to teach you all things. He begins to bring the Comforter, which, by the way, in Old English means to be pushed along in war. He comforts you, not in known sin, but to those that are repentant of their sin, that walk in the light as he is in the light, that we might have fellowship as one with another, as his blood cleanseth us from all sins, as we grow up into him again, who is the head of all principality and power. So, with that said, I'm going to come right back and tell you why I wrote what I wrote. I just did that, but I'm going to show you the distinction of the righteous and the unrighteous, the good, bad, and the righteous. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, so here we go. George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, was called a deist. Many people don't know what a deist is. By the way, this is a Saturday show, so it's 2 hours. Many listeners that are listening today didn't listen during the week. But for those that have been listening throughout the week, I'm going to finish it today, okay? So I got both of you covered. In dictionaries like Webster, Funk, and Wagnall, Century, and others, the word agnostic and atheist appear as synonyms. Therefore, the range of a deist spans from those who believe that there is no God to those who believe in a distant and personal creator of the universe to those who believe there is no to know if God exists. By the way, which counters scripture? The Lord said to those that don't even provide for their own, the Bible says that they're worse than infidels. Okay? But they want to claim that God is a deist, that he has no interference. He makes no interference. He has kids, but he doesn't help them. He doesn't take care of them. He doesn't provide for them. He doesn't protect them. No, untrue, completely backwards. That's what a deist is. Okay? Now, I got a question for you. Do the founders fit the definition of a deist? Nope. Nope. The least religious forefather was Thomas Paine. He was over in France rebuking scientists who were attempting to take praise unto themselves that belonged to the Lord. Now listen carefully. Science is the study of creation. Scientists, man wants to come in, create what, or they want to discover what God created. Then they want, once they discover it, they want to get rid of God and take what belongs to the Lord unto themselves. Just for the record, okay? When you look at the founders, they don't fit the definition of a deist. As a matter of fact, almost half of the signers of the Declaration, that being 24 of the 56 signers, held what today would be considered seminary or Bible school degrees, just for the record. Okay? how many times I get people say, Bradley, we're not a Christian nation. Tripoli. No, but it's not a repudiation of the fact that we have 86% of the people in this country that call themselves Christians. Okay? And it's not a repudiation of the fact that everywhere you look, our landmarks have my father's fingerprints all over them. And if you have a problem with it, we can buy you a ticket and move you out of here. Okay? Because when you look at our veterans over in Arlington Cemetery, you'll notice the Christian crosses above their heads as they're buried 6 feet under. So don't go there with me. Okay? And if you want to, please call me out, 1-866-582-9933. George Washington, the supposed deist, rightly said, morality cannot be maintained without religious Christian principles. By the way, this was virtually in every high school book, and they had to read it, George Washington's farewell speech, before they could graduate all the way up until 1962, for the record. Okay? When the first Congress under the Constitution assembled in New York City on April 30, 1789, to hear George Washington's inaugural address, President Washington appropriately said, "No people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States of America." You're exactly right. You're exactly right. I want you to listen to this, because many people don't know this truth concerning the Constitution and how it took us 5,000 years to get to the point of where we are at today. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to come back to that, because I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on that right now. We're doing live radio. And with that said, I'm going to just keep going on here, and then I'll pull it up in the meantime as I continuously cover what I'm covering even now. I'm pulling something up here right now, friends, so I'll come back to that. George Washington, again, he said in 1789, April 30th, that no people can be bound to acknowledge and adore the invisible hand which conducts the affairs of men more than the people of the United States of America. He said, every step, listen, by which they have advanced to the character of an independent nation seems to have been distinguished by some token of providential agency. Listen to this, friends. You will join me, I trust, in thinking that there are none under the influence of which the proceedings of a new and free government can be more auspiciously commence. This is our history. America is a miracle. I mean, when you think about Woodrow Wilson, he said America was born a Christian nation. America was born to exemplify the devotions to the elements of the right of righteousness which are derived from the revelations of Holy Scripture. I mean, this is our history, America. I can go on with quote after quote after quote after quote from our founders acknowledging who we are and who it is that is responsible for establishing what we have. And when you look at the end of the Constitution, it says in the year of our Lord, 1787. What Lord do you think that they're talking about, friends? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, right? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, no doubt. Here, I got that quote that I said I was going to pull up. This is Daniel Webster, brother to Noah Webster, okay? Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic, Article 4, Section 4, for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. He said 6,000 years. Forgive me, I said 5,000 earlier. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the world. That's exactly what's happening today. Why? Because the American people who don't know their founding documents are allowing politicians to rewrite it through a different translation, friends, which runs counter and foreign to the U.S. Constitution, just for the record. Now, after reading George Washington's quote, friends, does that sound like a deist to you? Absolutely not. During the French and Indian War, occurring nearly 20 years before the American Revolution, 23-year-old George Washington and 1,300 British American troops walked right into an ambush. After 2 hours of battle, 714 of the 1,300 British and American troops had been shot down. Only 30 of the French and Indians had been shot. Of the 86 British-American officers in the battle, George Washington was the only one left on his horse. Check this out, friends. When he had taken off his jacket, there were 4 bullet holes in his jacket, yet not a single bullet has touched him. Boy, is that what Abraham was talking about when he's talking about the shield of salvation concerning what the Lord would bestow upon them? Or maybe perhaps that he was this high fortress as David called out, or the horn of his salvation, you know, symbolic, metaphorically, friends, speaking of an animal with antlers on defending you from those that are attacking you. Boy, isn't that crazy? Several horses had been shot from under George Washington, but he had not been harmed. Listen carefully. He told his family, by all the powerful dispensations of providence, I've been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. 15 years later, an old Indian chief told George Washington that he personally shot at George Washington over 17 different times without effect. Believing Washington to be under the care of the Great Spirit, he ordered his men to stop firing at Washington. He told Washington, I have traveled a long and a weary path that I might see the young warrior of the great battle. I am come to pay homage to the man who is the particular favorite and who can never die in battle. The particular favorite. Who told him that, friends? An Indian. He wasn't a Christian. He wasn't a believer. What made him a believer was the divine protection of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob on the behalf of George Washington. He spoke more Christianity that heathen did to George Washington and others concerning God's protection on George Washington than most Christians do today. What do you have today in America, friends, which counter what our forefathers established once again? A bunch of effeminate, capitulating cowards. George Washington, like those in Scripture, they were driven to the battle. They were led, which means driven, friends, into the battle. They weren't driven away from it. They didn't pray, Lord, you're on the throne. You're going to do your will. We're going to just pray and all things are in your hand and you're in control of everything, which he is. And we're just going to sit back and do nothing. We're just going to see how the cookies crumble. No, that's not what they did at all. They stood up. They fought the good fight of faith. And they seen and did all that they could do in the process. And God showed himself strong on their behalf. And 242 years later, we're still here talking about it today. Just think about that. Faith without works is dead, as the body without the spirit is dead, right? Read James 2:14-26 when you get a minute. James 2:14-26 when you get a moment. Because friends, this is a whole different ball game concerning what our forefathers, how they were used by God, and how the Lord showed himself strong on their behalf compared to what we're seeing today, friends. And it shows you how Christless America has become in so many different ways. And we need to get back to the God of our fathers. That's my job, to point my finger back at him, who is him, as the Bible says, the Lamb of God, who shed his blood to redeem us back unto himself. What we're going to do is we're going to take a break. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we got hour two coming up. I'm going to get over to none other than Martin Luther King. We're talking about the good, bad, and the righteous. And the purpose of me doing this is showing you, friends, that what you've been told by the revisionists like George Washington and who we just highlighted, it's not at all his true character. It's not at all who he was. It's not at all how God bore witness on his behalf. The revisionists would have you believe that he's a deist, when God would have you understand and know for a fact that God wrote a book of remembrance on his behalf, Malachi 2. Take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.